rebellion.
You're listening to Dark Air.
Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Episode 12, Shrimpocalypse. Ugh, pass. I'm a vegetarian.
Fine Lit Audiobooks presents Dark Air, the Terry Carnation story, written by Terry Carnation, read by Norman Jewison. I'm kidding. Read by Terry Carnation, produced by Gordon Fine at Fine Lit Audiobooks. Chapter 12, The Show Must Go On and On and On. In the waning days of the 19th century, a bold visionary named Heinrich Hertz, no relation to the car rental company that still claims I owe them $375 for a pernicious odor in their Ford Fiesta, discovered radio waves. When asked what use his discovery would have, he said, "None, I guess." So, I guess you can be both a Nobel Prize-winning genius and a world-class dum-dum at the same time, because Hertz's waves crashed over humanity like a tsunami, spreading knowledge across the globe, paving the way for luminaries like Marconi, Edward R. Murrow, Jack Benny, Howard Stern, Dr. Drew, and Adam Carolla. Now, I would never say that I belong in that same vaunted hall of fame as those titans of radio. No, that would be immodest. But who am I to disagree with the vox populi? That's right. Your humble ambassador of the airwaves was about to join the list of lists. The A-list, if you will, and I will, thanks to listeners like you. From the hoity-toity to the hoi sin sauce, one of my favorite Asian condiments, Terry Carnation speaks for the people, and I will never be silenced. And you thought it was a bad idea for me to return to radio. Well, I have three words for you, Dr. Kesden. Veni, vidi, vici. I came, I saw, I came again. And tonight, they're giving me an award to prove it. Not only an award, the award. Disc Jockey of the Year. I'm about to go up on the KSB Wall of Fame next to the other luminaries. Soup Can Sal, Bubble Boy Brown, Wolf Boy Doug, Wolfman Jack's cousin from Valencia.
I am concerned that your self-worth requires external validation.
Oh, is that so? Well, I see that you have awards on your wall.
Those are diplomas.
Oh, so no awards then? That's too bad. This award comes with a plaque, an engraved plaque. The talk around the water cooler is that it might be even embossed. That is what they call the Braille of the winners.
Well, I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. And look, before you ask and things get awkward between us, they don't have a plus one policy.
The thought never occurred to me, and it would also be an ethics violation.
You don't have to hide your feelings. I can see that you're hurt. If it were up to me, you would definitely be on the list if they expanded it to a plus five or a plus seven, maybe.
I'm really fine, Terry.
I know it's not like being there, but here's the speech I'll be giving. I stayed up all night writing it. Go ahead, read it.
Okay. In the waning days of the 19th century, a bold visionary named Heinrich Hertz discovered Guglielmo Marconi, Edward R. Murrow. It's a little self-important, don't you think?
You're a little self-important. This will be our last session. They have proven to be completely useless. And as my father used to say, useless starts with Y-O-U.
That is incorrect. Your father was a hurtful man and a bad speller.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what he could spell? F-U.
K-S-B.
You're listening to K-S-B.
Look at all the people who came out to celebrate me. The murderer's row of talent. Oh, Soup Can Sal is here. Unbelievable. Oh, Soup Can, I say.
Hi, Tommy, how are you?
Terry. It's Terry, Soup Can. Terry Carnation. Huh. We did the children's leukemia telethon together, remember?
Oh, yeah, of course. That was a marathon of a telethon. Reminds me of the time I interviewed Edward R. Murrow about his days covering the McCarthy hearings. That's Senator Joe McCarthy, the famous anti-communist.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, Egghead Murrow, did you know that his birth name was Egbert? He used to wrap his pipe onto the head of his TV producer using this very pipe.
Ah, fascinating. Oh, are those sliders over there?
Yes.
Smell good.
Now, did I come by this pipe, you ask? Well, okay. Old Eggy, as I called him,
You don't say. Okay, great. Veronica, come over here. Okay.
Terry, are you excited? I am so excited.
I am excited. For you to meet Soup Can Sal. Soup Can, this is Veronica. She talks to animals.
Well, you know, there's nothing unusual about interviewing animals. Well, I myself interviewed Seabiscuit.
All right, excuse me. Coming through, coming out, getting out. Getting out. Hello there, Elizabeth. Hello there, Elizabeth. So, big night. You excited?
Who wouldn't be? Did you see that fountain of shrimp? That's a whole lot of free goddamn shrimp.
You know, after my speech, people are probably going to be clamoring for a piece of me, but I'd rather give you an exclusive. How about a tete-a-tete in the recording booth?
No.
How about 7 minutes of heaven in the supply closet?
There's no going anywhere. Just let this conversation.
Or we meet in the back seat of your car.
Please stop. Oh, Terry, you're finally here. I'm so lonely.
Terry!
Did you see the fountain of shrimp? It's pretty epic, huh? Spared no expense. So make sure to load up, okay? Because there's not enough room in the mini fridge for leftovers.
Oh, Al, Terry doesn't eat shrimp.
I keep kosher.
Kosher? You told me it was because shrimp were the cockroaches of the sea.
Which is why they're not kosher. I also have a circumcised penis, and I enjoy lighting candles. 20 million Jews can't be wrong.
I'm sorry, Terry. I had no idea you were Jewish.
Oh, I'm not. I was thinking of converting once, but I'm matzo intolerant.
Okay, well, let's get this party started, shall we? Here we go.
Hey, everyone! Can I have your attention? So, since Moreno Magic took over operations here at KSB, our profile has skyrocketed. But I can't take all the credit for it.
Oh, you're too kind, Al.
It's thanks to our incredible lineup of talent.
Mostly me.
Speaking of, when my mom and I bought the station, she was dead set on getting Terry Carnation back on the air. So we all love him. And to commemorate his return, here's a certificate of appreciation and a $50 gift card to Yo-Yo Yogurt, his favorite spot. How about it, folks? Let's hear it for Terry.
I'm gonna throw up.
Whoa, okay. Please aim for the trash can, though, will ya? All right, folks, enjoy the rest of the party, and I expect to...
I have a speech.
Okay, everyone, Terry would like to say a few words.
A few. You hear me?
Who? I can't tell you how honored I am to receive the DJ of the Year Award.
It's the Welcome Back Award, Terry.
Well, we're just so happy to have Terry back, aren't we, folks?
In the waning days of the 19th century, a bold visionary named... Oh, goodness. Heinrich Hertz. No relation to the car rental company that still claims I owe them $375 for a, quote, pernicious odor, unquote, in their Ford Fiesta. Hertz, can you please just stop vomiting for a second? Discovered radio waves. And when he was asked what use his discovery would have, he said, oh, for Christ's sakes. You know, if I threw up at the things most of you say on the air, they'd put me into a program for bulimics.
I don't, excuse me, think it's you, Terry. I think we got food poisoning.
No, not on the penny loafers.
The shrimp. Terry, the shrimp. Terry didn't eat the...
I had a fan blowing on those shrimp the entire time. They were in the trunk of my...
Out of my way!
No, 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 no. Dr. Lizzie goes on the air in 10 minutes. How you holding up, Terry?
Well, Al, I'd be lying if I said that my feelings weren't bruised by this group reaction, but I am a professional, and I will not allow this to affect...
You have to do her show.
No,
no, her callers are idiots.
Terry, you gotta help me out. We can't go dark. I need you to be my...
Oh, my God. It's coming out of both ends.
And so I dove into the fray, dear reader / listener, rising to the occasion like a buoy of hope on an ocean of vomit.
Ooh, Lizzie's chair is nice. Is this Corinthian leather?
Well, don't tell Lizzie, but it's pleather. Andy, you get us through this, I'll get you real leather. We're on a 10, 9, 8. Hand me that trash can.
Here. Wait, where's Jeet?
In the hospital.
Hmm.
2, 1.
It's the Dr. Lizzie Show with your host, licensed therapist, Dr. Elizabeth Franklin.
Hello, yes, this is clearly not Dr. Elizabeth Franklin. Dr. Lizzie has unfortunately succumbed to a medical emergency that requires the care of an actual MD/PhD. And we all hope for a speedy recovery. And, you know, I probably shouldn't say this, but if you're at all worried that Dr. Lizzie is in discomfort, the good news is I can tell you for a fact that when she arrived at the hospital, she was wearing me undies, which are, of course, the most comfortable underwear on earth, made from soft, sustainable fabric. Me undies come in all sorts of colorful prints. Lizzie, for instance, was wearing a very outrageous thong with bananas all over it. How I know this fact, I'm not at license to say. First-time purchasers of MeUndies get 15% off and free shipping. And if you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it, no questions asked. So, to get your 15% off and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/dark. That's MeUndies.com/dark, D-A-R-K. And for the last time, please, no questions regarding why I am so familiar with the site of Dr. Lizzie in her underwear. Now, getting back to the topic at hand. As many listeners undoubtedly know, I am actually Terry Carnation, host of Dark Air with Terry Carnation. I am not a licensed therapist, but unlike Dr. Lizzie, I have been in many successful, loving relationships of all colors, creeds, sizes, and other, you know, variables. So that essentially makes me an authority, unlike Dr. Lizzie Franklin. So, let's go to your calls.
Mr. Carnation, my wife ran off with my brother, and now they came home, and she's knocked up, and she told me it's mine, and I gotta pay child support.
Well, I believe that Dr. Lizzie would say something like, dump her!
But what about the baby?
Dump it! But gingerly. Be careful of the fontanelle. Next caller!
Yeah, I got served papers because my husband started a Ponzi scheme in my name, and now the IRS is after me.
Again, this feels fairly clear-cut, so dump him!
You really think that would...
Next caller.
Yeah, hey there. Okay, my wife and I have a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a booze cruise for my kids' PTA, and, you know, we're on it, we're raising money for the kids, and it was all about the kids. I don't want you to feel like it wasn't, but some of the parents were there, and it turned into a threesome.
Dump it. Wait. Go on.
I'm sorry. Have I been dumped?
Disregard.
Okay. So I know everyone dreams about this, the threesome, but I gotta say, I had a real tough time with it. I was very self-conscious. I had 4 eyes on me, 2 of whom were used to my behaviors and what I need to do to climb the ladder to orgasm, and the other 2 were fresh, and so it felt like, which audience do I play to? But I felt very self-conscious about my round parts, and I just felt I didn't know how to pull out of the situation because, you know,
so to speak.
So I don't know. Going forward, if it happens again, I really just don't know how to to behave, and my wife is asking for it now on a regular basis, so I was looking.
Sounds like you've got some thruple trouble. Now, I have never told anyone this before, but I'm going to spill the beans now before my marriage to my beloved Zalon. I was in a thruple for a brief period of time with a very well-known couple, television and radio's Captain and Tennille.
Oh, God. Wow.
At the time, I know. At the time, the captain was having some performance issues, as I soon discovered, only with Tennille. So in order for me to get to Tennille, which was ultimately my goal, I had to go through the captain, or rather, the captain had to go through me. So I would be forced to dress up as a common sailor and salute the captain if I wanted any action with Tennille's muskrat. Muskrat Susie, I used to call it.
I'm sorry, the muskrat is the vagina in this story.
Yes, the muskrat is the vagina. That's, you're 100% correct.
I'll be using that at a party later.
With Tennille, she would often say to me, do it to me one more time, but no, because there was the captain, wanting to work me out, liking the cut of my jib. Eventually, I got out of it by setting fire to the captain's hat, which revealed his onerous bald spot, and started rounds, choruses of intense mockery, and I was eliminated from the thruple to start a new chapter of my life. So that's all I'm saying is new chapters await us all.
Well, this has been enlightening and not especially applicable, but I've enjoyed...
Dump him! And now a little word from, you guessed it, our sponsor. Hello, Carnation Nation. If there has ever been a year to make the dads in your life feel loved and appreciated, this Father's Day, which is right here, right now, it is this year. It is this time. And that is why I am honoring my stepdad with a heartfelt, sentimental gift the whole family can cherish together forever. Storyworth. Storyworth is incredible, in all sincerity. It's an online service that helps your dad, grandfather, father-in-law, or even the mothers in your life, share stories through thought-provoking questions about their memories and personal experiences, opinions, and thoughts. It's a fun new way, a deep way, to engage with someone, especially if you can't be together in person. Storyworth has helped numerous families learn about each other in profound, special ways with these weekly testimonials. They will move you to tears. So what happens is this. After 1 year, this is ingenious, Storyworth will compile all of the stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that's shipped for free. So give your dad the most meaningful gift this Father's Day with Storyworth, or your mom. Get started right away with no shipping required. Go to storyworth.com/dark. You'll get $10 off your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/dark. For $10 off. Okay, next caller.
Hello, Terry. This is Dr. Lizzie calling. I want to thank you for your colorful suggestions. I'm sure you've given my callers food for thought. Thank you for being so generous with your time, but I'm feeling much better, so I think that I can manage it from here. Would you set up a remote free.
Thank you for calling, Dr. Lizzie. Always delightful to hear from you. Thank you for your expert opinion. Moving on, this is the Dr. Lizzie Franklin Show with your host, Dr. Terry Carnation. And that is with you nodding your head and saying, wow, good point, Gam Gam. She doesn't sound long for this world, so you will want to stay in her will. Then stare deep into her eyes and tell her, my love for you knows no bounds. No matter where you are or what you do, or if you change your name and burn off your fingerprints, and I've found there's not a lot that can't be fixed by an ayahuasca-fueled spirit quest.
And if you can't find any at your local swap meet, I can hook you up. Now, is it an addiction to porn or an addiction to sex? Because one of those isn't going to slow down your streaming and is a lot more interactive. So next, you're going to have to get the blood out of that carpet. So if it's shag, you're going to want to use a mixture of 2 part vinegar and 1 part extract of cilantro. Sounds exotic, but it works. Take it from me. Soak, scrub,
reverse. You've been listening to The Dr. Lizzie Show. It's just what the doctor ordered. Tune in next time.
And we're clear. Terry! Great job!
Al, while the callers were, by and large, pathetic and simpering simpletons, I believe I genuinely helped them.
You helped me, that's for sure. Diamond Dave called in. He's feeling better, so just 8 more hours, and you'll be a free man.
8 more hours?
Terry, baby, it's just Dark Air, then Pet Psychic. You can do that.
No! Not that claptrap, absolutely not!
Veronica, the Pet Psychic, is in the hospital next to Jeep. I mean, you should have seen her. For an animal lover, I mean, she sure wolfed down a shitload of scampi.
But how I'm too weak. I can't... Whoa,
Terry, are you all right? That pleather can get pretty slippery when you sweat.
Low blood sugar. Can't think.
Here, next break, get yourself something from the vending machine. Help me, Terry Carnation. You're our only hope. Oh, crap.
You're listening to KSB Radio. And now, from the unexplored depths of the Marianas Trench to the unexplained reaches of space, time, and mind, you're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Do you ever feel sick to your stomach at the state of the world? Experience a gut-churning malaise that literally churns your guts into malaise? It is I, Terry Carnation, the last man standing, or sitting, on pleather. A mysterious illness has taken control of our station, and it has been left to me to steward us through the tidal wave of vomitus and effluence, to stare down the influenza, to expose the affluenza, to incriminate the credenza of credibility, where we lock away our darkest secrets. Let's air it out in the dark air. First, a word from our sponsors. Oh, I love a good evil laugh. And really, Carnation Nation, there is no better place to hear an evil laugh than on Shudder by AMC Networks. Shudder is the streaming service with the best selection of horror, thriller, and supernatural movies, series, and originals, from Hollywood favorites and cult classics to all kinds of genre films you won't find anywhere else, including the mind-melting Fried Berry, the incredible retro horror comedy PG, Psycho Gorman, can't wait to see that, and The Reckoning, the latest from the modern horror master Neil Marshall, director of The Descent. Plus, don't forget a new season of Creepshow, all on Shudder. Now, you can stream it on your devices via an app, your iPhone or iPad, your Xbox, your Roku, your Chromecast, your Android devices. It's only $5.99 a month. It's incredible. It's the Netflix of horror, folks. So, to try Shudder free for 30 days, go to shudder.com and use promo code DARKAIR. That's Shudder, S-H-U-D-D-E-R. Shudder.com, use promo code DARKAIR. Someday, I hope that the haunting of Emily's hair will live on Shudder. I cannot wait to see Color Out of Space with Nicolas Cage. I didn't get a chance to see that in the theaters pre-pandemic. I love me some Nick Cage. So, I shudder to think what your life would be like without Shudder. You're welcome, Shudder. Now shut up. Evil laugh. All right, here, so many choices. Savory or sweet, chips or granola bar. Oh, look, Zagnut bar, J3. Good. Here we go. J3. J3, don't do this to me! J3! Zagnut! Zagnut! Give me my Zagnut!
You're listening to Dark Air.
Oh, no, I'm back on the air now! Oh, no!
Oh, and I'm back. Breaking news, the vending machine here at KSB stole my money. I'm not saying this is the rise of the machine, but hey, you never know. Let's go to the phones while there's still time.
Hey, Terry, it's Cheat. Just a couple of notes. I think you've got too much reverb in your mix, and your bass is about 1 decibel below optimal. I can walk you through...
Oh, that's disgusting. So sorry, listeners.
Through it at the next commercial break, and I wanted to let you know, normally I pre-screen your calls, but you should just ask...
Wait, what? You what? You filter my fans? No. I want to talk with the people directly. My people. Enough.
Listeners, I honestly had no idea my faithful companion and Dark Air engineer, Jeet Batra, was in any way muzzling Carnation Nation. For that, I offer my deepest apologies, and I promise that tonight, you and I will have an unfiltered conduit, so together we can plumb the depths of the unknown together without any interference. Caller?
Hey, Terry, I'm calling from the HARP relay up in Alaska.
Ah, yes, the High-Frequency Active Auroral Research Program out of the University of Fairbanks. Continue.
That's the one. Yeah, we're getting an awful lot of disturbances in the ionosphere. Silent but deadly ones that seem to be coming from Uranus.
Okay.
I caught you. I freaking caught you.
Okay, next caller. You're on Dark Air.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Such a cliche opening, but it's good to hear from a fan.
Hey, not anymore. This new format stinks. You used to have experts on, PhDs. I remember when you proved to Neil deGrasse Tyson that humans have spectrographic auras, and now look at you. You did a fourth-tier Comic-Con, and what was it with that show for mules, for Christ's sake? You're a sellout, Terry. You sold your soul when your wife bought it, and you should have buried the show when you buried her, you flake.
I didn't bury her, because she never got a proper burial. But, next caller.
Terry? Hey, it's your pal Danny.
Danny Aykroyd. Did you get those annotations I sent to you on your treatise?
No, not Dan Aykroyd. Danny Cleese. I held you hostage with a samurai sword.
Oh, yes, Danny. Good to hear from you. Are you calling from prison, or...?
Yeah, I'm in prison right now.
Okay, how's it going over there?
Oh, I'm in county. I'm awaiting my trial before sentencing. I'm gonna plead insanity.
I think that's probably a wise move. So, what's on your mind, Danny? What's on your mind? What's in your heart?
I just wanted to say I am in your corner. I'm in Carnation Corner. Don't let these jerks rattle you. You're Terry freaking Carnation, okay? Just say the word, and I will take care of them. I know people in here, you know. I know I can make a couple calls. Not now, because you're my call for the week, but next week I can make a call, and, you know, I will take care of them.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Danny. Thanks for your call. Next caller.
Hi, Terry. It's your dead wife calling you from heaven. I'm so lonely. Why did you let me die, Terry? Was it because I told you you were a horrible lover?
Okay. That's just mean. Next caller.
Yeah, I heard you bought your Vietnamese wife through the black market. You filthy human trafficker.
No. I met Zilan at the nail shop, which just happened to be a Vietnamese nail shop. And not to be confused with the other Vietnamese nail shop that got busted for trafficking humans early last year.
That's exactly what someone who traffics people from Viet Cong would say. You're an exploiter. An exploiter!
Okay, thank you. What is the matter with you people? Okay, fine. You want to know what happened to my wife? Yes, the rumors are true. My wife disappeared in Tijuana, but there was no human trafficking. The truth is, she had kidney failure and dialysis. Well, it cost too much money on this side of the border, so every week I took her to Tijuana, And while she got dialysis, I would shop in the local bazaars and maybe take in a show. And not a donkey show, you perverts! And one time, when I returned to pick her up, she was gone. I was told she had some kind of episode or seizure or something and was taken to the local emergency room. But when I got there, well, no one knew anything about it. They never found her body. It wasn't at the morgue, nowhere. Now, can you imagine what that's like? To never know if your beloved is alive somewhere, chained up for organ harvesting, or forcibly returned to the land of her birth due to some incorrectly filed paperwork? Not knowing, oh, it's like a splinter in my mind, poking at me, never letting me have a single moment's peace. So I had a breakdown, yes, and I was institutionalized for a time, but I've learned to live with the uncertainty. And the only thing that saved me was knowing that I had a mission to uncover the truths and share them with you. And then, on what should have been my glorious return to the airwaves, one of you vultures, Crank, called me, I guess, or something, claiming to be my wife. It's like you're trying to drive me mad. Next caller.
Harry, it's me. It's Elon.
Oh, my God. Seriously, did you not hear what I just said? Have you no shame?
No, Terry, it's really me. I'm not dead.
What?
Wow, wow, Mexico.
Help me, Terry. I don't know how much longer I can hold
wait,
on.
Wait, stop. Stallone? Are you there? Is it you?
Oh, my goodness, Stallone. Oh.
The rest of my show remains a blur. Somehow, I survived the torment, crashing through the jet-black corridors of my malnourished mind. And as my stomach began to eat itself, a thought began to eat itself in my mind. That voice. It was the voice of my dear Zelon, I was sure of it, and that Mexican radio. Could it be that she's been held captive this whole time? It was a wake-up call, a slap in the face.
Snap out of it, Terry. Now sit back down in that chair and do the show.
Making me do a show about animal psychics is animal cruelty, Al. I am an animal, a human animal. Do you want me to call PETA on you? Wait, what are you doing? You can't block the door. It's against the fire code.
Don't you think if I had something to replace the pet psychic show with, I would have done it months ago? Nobody wants this shift. And I'm begging you, Terry. We're almost there. Just 4 more hours and I will triple your pay.
You couldn't pay me to triple?
Quadruple.
You're listening to KSB Radio.
And order up some Postmates. Post haste.
Need help with your favorite furry or feathered friend? It's time for Veronica, Pet Psychic.
Oh, hello, long-time listeners. As all of you can probably guess, this velvety voice does not belong to Veronica Lundquist. No, indeed it is I, Terry Carnation, host of Dark Air with Terrence Carnation. Terrence Carnation. Maybe I should go by Terrence Carnation. That has a certain je ne sais quoi to it. And here I am, sitting in like a good little lapdog for Veronica. Sorry. As I am a believer in psychic phenomena in general, I will do my level best and make contact with your animals. Thankfully not in person, because I have severe allergies. Especially to the humble goat, in whose presence I begin to swell in certain areas of my body like a sea anemone. Let's go to the phones, shall we?
Hello? I don't really know who else to turn to. My dog Ricky seems so depressed.
Play him some Enya. Or crush some Xanax into his Alpo.
No, I tried that, but Chihuahuas don't respond well to antidepressants.
Wait.
And...
Wait. Chihuahua, did you say? Are you in Chihuahua?
No, but Ricky is a Chihuahua.
I wonder if he has any ancestral ties to the Chihuahua region of Mexico. Put him on the line, caller.
Okay.
Put him on the line.
Okay, hello. Ricky?
Or should I call you Enrique? Oh, that sounded like a happy yip. Okay.
Let's go with Enrique. Enrique, have you heard any chatter about a Vietnamese woman taken hostage in Chihuahua? Oh, that was an angry growl. Is this the work of cartels? Oh, two yips. How about one yip for yes and two yips for no? Okay, was that a yes to our yip system or a yes to the cartels? I'm confused. Okay, I'm going to go with yes to both. Okay, one yip if you think she's still alive. Two if you think she's dead. Okay, then we've got no time to lose. Listen, Ricky's owner. Master, pet animal, human...
Best friend.
Best friend, human companion. I want you to buy him the finest canned dog food. No, scratch that.
Okay.
Ricky, can you still hear me? Do you like carnitas? Okay, take him to Taco Tony on La Brea.
And really? Taco Tony?
Yeah. Tell him to put it on my tab.
Okay.
I've got a tab. Terry Carnation. It's an open tab.
Okay. How many carnitas can we get?
Get one for yourself. And 14 for Ricky. No more. And anyone, any other listeners out there, do not order carnitas or tacos from Taco Tony and put it on my tab. This is for this dog owner and her dog only. It's for Enrique only.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'll make sure.
Go away. Thank you, Ricky. Hasta luego.
Okay, bye.
Oh, can't go on. I must go on. I can't go on. I must go on. Oh, so weak. So faint. No food. Can't talk anymore. Been talking for hours nonstop, seeing stars.
Hi, Terry. My name's Jody. Thank you. And my sweet cat is King Burple.
What?
King Burple.
Burple?
Murple.
King Murple?
Yes, King.
I worship no king. Did you hear that? Can you hear that?
No.
Oh, the cries of the crustaceans, all those shrimp screaming in agony. Oh, you murderer. What have you done? You'll have to pay for this scampi genocide. You.
Maybe I should call back when Veronica gets better. I'll call back.
Let's go to a commercial. Oh, my goodness, this day is going to kill me if I don't kill me first. Can you hear me, by the way? Am I audible to you? Audible. With so many great stories and programs, Audible is the perfect summer partner, and now is the absolute best time to do it because Amazon Prime members can save 53% off your first 4 months. Oh, my goodness. In Audible, you can listen to more of whatever you're into because Audible has it all. An unbeatable selection of audiobooks, tons of binge-worthy podcasts, and exclusive originals, all available to download or stream. So here's what you get. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month, like the latest bestseller or hottest new release, yours to keep forever. And you get access to Audible's streaming library, the Plus catalog. Discover your next podcast obsession. Audible is the perfect companion for summer because no matter where you're going or what you're doing, you'll have the right thing to listen to at your fingertips. Perfect for road trips, lazy beach days, etc. So, for a limited time, Amazon Prime members can save 53% off on 4 months of Audible. That's only $6.95 a month. So, here's what you do to get more out of your summer with Audible. Take advantage of this incredible limited offer. Go to audible.com/darkair. That's audible.com/darkair. Oh, let's see what insanity awaits us now. Oh, hello, you're on Dark Air with Terry Carnation. Hi, this is the Dr. Lizzie Show, and sitting in today is Terry Carnation. This is Animal Magic. This is Animal Magic. With Veronica Cartwright. My God, what have we done as a species? We ate all we could eat.
All the shrimp. We shoveled it into our bottomless maws. Trawled the seas, churned up the means of our destruction, and gleefully dipped it into cocktail sauce. Damn us! Damn us all to hell! Oh, we've got a caller on the line. Thank God, another human. Or perhaps it's not human.
Terry, it's Jeet. As your friend, I'm begging you to stop. You can't keep going on like this. Humans aren't meant to be on for so many hours in a row. You're gonna crack. I tried calling Al, but he's not answering.
Al's dead, baby. What? Al's dead.
What? How could he abandon you like that? I'm coming, Terry. I'll be there for you.
Dear listeners, if you're out there, perhaps start a roux for some gumbo in case the scampi rise up to overthrow their ravenous masters. Oh, hello. Who are you? Seems we have a special guest in the studio. Just a few feet away from me is a spider. Hello, Mr. Spider. I see you're working on a web. What is that you're spelling? Is it some pig? Well, I have been called a pig.
Oh, that's not a word. No, is it? It's a fly with my head on it.
Oh, my God, Bloom. Are you here to eat me, Spider? I won't fall into your web of lies and deceit, Charlotte. Oh, an email. Something just arrived in the KSB email box. Boom, boom, boom. The Showbiz Minute with Jasmine. Some kind of audio file.
From Hollywood, this is Jasmine with your Showbiz Minute. Today's big news, Ghostbusters director Jason Reitman seems to be spooking up new business with a hot project. He's reuniting with Academy Award winner and frequent Reitman collaborator Diablo Cody on the absurdist surreal horror film, The Possession of Maggie's Wig.
What?
No! That's my story! The haunting of Emily's hair is my teleplay!
Get her. No.
Terry, I made it from the hospital. I brought you a jello parfait from the cafeteria.
What's all this stuff?
Oh, Terry, it would mean a lot to me if you would release my IV so I could let my body replenish its fluids.
Don't you see, Cheat? No. This is like MK Ultra. This is liquid LSD.
No, it says 0.9% saline solution.
No, that's just what they want you to think. It's only a matter of time until they start your reprogramming. Wait. They must be using you to get to me. When did they recruit you?
Terry, I think you need to lie down. Maybe get some food in you, some sleep.
Oh, you want me to sleep, huh? Like Invasion of the Body Snatchers? Oh, Cheat. How could you?
I'm legitimately confused.
It's because I've stumbled onto something, isn't it? Something that threatens their shadow government. Oh, no. I won't let them make me into a goddamn pod person. Come here, you!
Terry, not trigger. Me, I'm your friend!
Oh, my Zagnuts! What the hell is this?
I tripped and broke my fall with the vending machine.
Get him. No. Must destroy.
Finally, freedom. The wind blowing in my bangs, the open road spilling out before me. But even with the roasted coconut and peanut butter explosion on my taste buds, the air didn't taste like freedom. No, this was a bitter taste. I hadn't had a bite to eat, but I was too full of myself. I thought I was the conquering hero of KSB Radio, but I had become the monster. I threw Jeet, maybe the only true friend I had, into a vending machine. I mean, who did I think I was? The lead singer of Metallica? No, I had fallen prey to the siren song of celebrity. And then the darkest thought of all overtook me. Maybe Dr. Kesden was right. Maybe I'm not ready. I mean, I had a conversation with a barking spider. Had I gone barking mad? I had to put an end to it.
tear down the idols to save my friend, and perhaps my very soul. But first, sleep. Somehow I found my way back to my room, collapsed into my bed, and was about to drift off into the realm of the Dream King, when reality jackhammered me back into consciousness. Hello?
Terry, it's Al. I need to talk to you about what happened last night. In person, please.
Oh, wait, Al. Oh, God, I'm so fired. Again.
Dark Air with Terry Carnation was created by Rainn Wilson and Aaron Lee and is produced by Tom Harp and Chris Kelly. Starring Rainn Wilson as Terry Carnation, Karin Soni as Jeet, Al Madrigal as Al, Yvette Nicole Brown as Dr. Lizzie, Aaron Lee as Dr. Kesden, and Jennifer McLean as Veronica. Dark Air with Terry Carnation is brought to you by Imperial Mammoth, Audio Boom, and Kelly & Kelly. Theme songs composed by Marcus Mosscat. For a full list of credits, head to terrycarnation.com/credits.